After quite an active day yesterday, things should be quite a bit calmer for us today, this last full day of spring as we turn the calendar to summer tomorrow. With clearing skies developing throughout the day, we'll have a little bit of lingering moisture around, plus a little lingering flow from the low pressure that moved through, so we could see a couple of extremely isolated showers as the sun heats things up in the afternoon. Now, these showers would be few and far between if they pop up at all. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s to the mid-80s range across the region. Now, high pressure will build in for midweek with seasonable temperatures during the day and comfortably cool nights. Temperatures and dew points will be on the rise again as we head toward the end of the week with several systems moving through the region as well. Now, a lot of the long-term forecast depends on what happens with a tropical system trying to form in the northern Gulf of Mexico. The models are having a typically hard time handling it, so we'll keep an eye on it as we get closer to the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms mainly over western Kansas, a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for tornadoes from southeastern Louisiana along parts of the Mississippi and Alabama coast, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the Central Plains, slight risk, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the Gulf Coast, slight risk, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of northern Wyoming and southern Montana to South Dakota, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of Illinois. Severe thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and evening over parts of the central high plains. A tornado risk will develop this afternoon and remain throughout tonight over the central Gulf Coast. Isolated severe storms are also possible over parts of Illinois and the mid-Mississippi Valley, as well as from the northern Rockies and high plains into South Dakota. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Monday of 125 at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning of 36 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming, and Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Winds could gust up near 30 miles an hour. In Boston, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Winds also could gust near 30 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers, a high near 70, winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. We'll have partly sunny skies with a slight chance of showers and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with highs in the mid 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers, highs in the lower 70s, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles an hour, and tonight becoming partly cloudy with a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the mid-50s, and the winds quite a bit lighter. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny skies today, a high near 80 degrees, winds will increase to around 15 miles an hour this afternoon, and tonight partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s and a light southwesterly wind. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we'll have partly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, a high temperature near 80 degrees, winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler, lows in the upper 50s and a light southwesterly wind. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny. We'll have a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Mostly sunny Thursday, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms on Friday, warmer with highs in the upper 70s to mid and upper 80s. And for Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.